Parshas Ve'eile Shmois Sefer. Ve'eile Shmois. We're starting a new Sefer, but it starts with Vav. Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishen. Ve'eile Shmois. Sefer Shmois is a hemshich of Sefer Bereshis. Mitzad Echad, it's a whole new Sefer. And it's not called Parshas Ve'eile. It's called Parshas Shmois. The entire Sefer is called Sefer Shmois. But it's Vav Moisef Alinyan Rishen. If Sefer Bereshis is the Sefer of Ha'avos, Maisa Avos, Simen Lebanim, so Sefer Shmois is the Sefer of the Bonim. Avos Ubonim. Yotza Mehakoyach El Hapoyel. If Sefer Bereshis is the purpose of Maisa Bereshis, so Shmois is Rosh Tevis Tachlis Masa Shemayim Varetz. Because in Sefer Shmois we're going to have Matan Torah. And in Sefer Shmois we're going to have Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim Gematria Nasa V'Nishma. 891. It's Hainu Hach. The process of Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah Nasa V'Nishma is Shmois, Rosh Tevis, Tachlis, Maisa, Shemayim, Varetz. So Sefer Bereshis is also called Sefer Hayetzira. It's interesting, every Sefer has a different name. Vayikra is called Toiras Koyhanim, Devarim is Mishneh Torah, Bamidbar is Sefer HaPakudim, Bereshis, Sefer Hayetzira, and in that series of names, what's Sefer Shemois' names? HaSefer HaSheni. Fascinating. Sefer Yetzira, Toiras Koyanim, Mishneh Torah, Sefer Pekudim, Sefer Hasheni. Anomen. No, it's Sefer Yitzira Hasheni. The Sefer Yitzira, and then the Sefer Yitzira Hasheni. Klal Yisrael is the Yitzira. Klal Yisrael is a Metzias. So it's a Sefer, not Sefer Hasheni, Sefer Yitzira Hasheni. That's the Chareb Pshat in the name. It says in the Medrash, it's also a Zohar, that it says in the beginning of Bereshis five times Oyer. But look at the first two times that it says Oyer in the beginning of the Bria. Vayomer Elikim Yehi Oyer, Vayehi Oyer. This says Bereshis, and that's connected Bereshis and Shmois. Consider the five times that it says Oyer, because Bereshis and Shmois is Yotza Min Hakoyach El Hapoyel to be another Yitzira. Now it's called Parsha Shmois and it's called Sefer Shmois. It has a lot of names. The names of the Shvatim, the name of Moishion Shal Yisrael, Moishe Rabbeinu. Shmois al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'hemshech in the parasha, zeh Shmi, v'zeh Zichri, Shem Eya Asher Eya, later on, it's Taka Shem Havaya in the Sefer, and it's also the name of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is Rosh Tevis, Yesh Shishim Riboy Oisiyos Latoira, Yisrael. So all the Shemes of the Shvatim, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Moshe, of Yisrael, all the names are in over here. So it's Vav Moisef, like we said, another pshat is state, that the Vav Moisef is, you know what's the Vav Moisef? We're saying everyone that went into the Golis, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, everyone went into Golis. Bnei Yaakov, the Shivim Nofesh. Who else went into Golis? Vav Moisef. Shchinta Begalusa. The Shechina also, according to one man, the Omer, that is the 70th. We know there's a problem. The Pesukim only say 69. There's various throughs on who the 70th one is. Over the Emesis, it's Vav Moisef. Shchinta Begalusa. And the Shvatim are now going down to Mitzrayim. Ve'eil Shmois Bnei Yisrael. Haboyim Mitzrayim, says the Shem Yishmuel. The godless, we know that they Shleishinu Shmoisam Levushim and all that, but there's a Nakud over here, Haboyim Mitzrayim. They were margish, that they were greeners, that they just got there. They didn't feel too comfortable. It was Haboyim Mitzrayim. Kaseida, they were there already hundreds of years, but they Kaseida, they weren't Misarev with the Mitzrim. They were Haboyim, they were margish that they were Boyim. Ve'ele is Gematria 42. The Zohar says that there's a name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has 42 Oisiyos, that's Nirmaz in Ona B'Koyach. And with this Koyach of that shame of Mem Beis, that's how they went down. The Eile. It's Achshar Dora that in recent Doiris it was Neschadish, at least more Bahar Chava, the concept of the days of Shoivavim. There are 42 days of Shoivavim, Shmois Ve'eire, Boi B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim. Altogether it's 42 days. That's the Eile. The Eile is 42. The koyach of these 42 days is the 42 Orei Miklat. The remez is in the parshas for Ahavta, this 42 words. Yaakov Avinu is going down with this koyach of Ve'ela of the 49. Haboyim Mitzrayma, state Mitzrayma is Gematria 385, the same as Shechina. Mitzrayma, not Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Mem Tes Shari Tuma. But they were not in Mitzrayim. They were in Goshen. They were in a place, Bifnei Atzmoy. It was Mokem of Hashros HaShechina. It was Mitzrayimah. Mitzrayimah is 385 is Gematria Shechina. The Zohar and Tikkuni Zohar, it says, what's the special number of 385? It's Shlemus. A little bit math, but 1 square plus 2 square plus 3 square plus 4 square till 10 square, add it all up, 385. The Shlemus of Me'echad Ad Eser, which is the Shlemus of numbers, Biribua, squared, is the Shlemus. That's, Avad Shechina is not Mugba, is on a Hagbala, but there's a Musak of Hashraz Hashchina. Shechina is 385, Gematria Mitzrayimah. Friedman is also Gematria 385. If you take out the Ayin and the Aleph here in Eretz Yisrael, they take out the Ayin and the Aleph of Friedman, is Azay. Pardes Yosef, state the fascinating Zach. The Eile Shmois B'nei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayimah. Shmois, the names of B'nei Yisrael went into Mitzrayim? B'nei Yisrael themselves went into Mitzrayim. Not only their names. So he says a fascinating mashal. There was once a city, either a Maisa, Shahoya, or Loihoya, but the idea of the mashal. There was a city where, according to the municipality rules, if you didn't do exactly according, you did a small civil misdemeanor, a chveis, you left the garbage out in the front, you didn't shovel the snow, something, you had to go to the Beis HaSoyer. Now the emphasis is in this Beis HaSoyer was a Shrep L'Chazach, and this Beis HaSoyer was also Echtege Inshe Deloy Maili. Yeah, Rishoyim, Rotzchim, Gangster, Mechveis, Nisht. And a person, Sachakol, you know, he didn't shovel the snow, he didn't want to be in this Beis HaSoyer. So there was a way, you could pay Shoichad to the Sar Beis HaSoyer, you pay him off a little bit, and you get house arrest. Your name is written into the jail. Yeah, you're registered over there. The Shmois, your name is registered. For the protocol, you're in the jail. That was B'nai Yisrael, Haboyim Mitzrayim. Yeah, they're registered. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, the Shemois are in Golis. But they themselves weren't in Golis. They were Margish that they were only Haboyim, and they arranged that they're keeping separate. They're in Mitzrayim, Amokim HaBashuas HaShechina, and they're registered in the Golis. Halavai, that's what we have to be. We have to realize we're registered in the Golis. We're resigning in the Golis. In Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz, wherever we go, we're in Golis. But it should be a Bechina. We're registered, our names, for the protocol with him. There's only Shmaris Ein Toich the Golis. Nisht Ein Gezapt in the Golis. There's a beautiful story with the Pri Ha'aretz. The Pri Ha'aretz was the big tzaddik. He lived in Tveria. Rabbi Nachman Mivitebsk. There was once a rumor, he lived there 100, 150 years ago, there was a rumor once in Tiberias, it's a garet in the gas, that Mashiach came. They didn't have ways of communication, instant communication, but there was rumors, it's a garet, and Yerushalayim, Mashiach could come in. And the Priya Aretz, he opened up the window from his room, he took like a, he smacked ice, he said, no, mutalach, mutalach, it's Meseida, he's not, close the window. So I forgot which one of the Gedolim had said about this mice, he said, why did the Priya Aretz have to open up his window to check that Mashiach was not? He says, because by Emin Simmer, Chadrei Chadorov, it was Reichesh al Mashiach. He wasn't able to be Mavchin. Where he was holding, he was not in the Golis. To see that Klal Yisrael didn't have the Gula yet, he had to open up the window. That's the Bechina of being Shemois B'nei Yisrael. Now, there's a Remez from the Levush. It says, Ve'e L'Shmois, we said with the Vav. The Levush brings, it's in Shulchan Aruch, there's a Halach of Shnai Mikra Vechatargan. There's a fascinating Remez here. Ve'e L'Shmois is Rosh HaTevis, V'chayiv Adam Lilmoid HaParsha. Shmois, Shnayim Rekevechatarbu. Interesting. V'chayiv Odom Lilmoy HaParsha. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch doesn't say V'chayiv. The Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is Tzorech Lizoher. It doesn't say Chayiv. I'm not going to go into the Shaila if it's a Deraisa, it's a Derabbanon, exactly what the Gedder is, but the Levush says V'chayiv. The Baal HaTurim, who's the Torah, it's Lashitasai, he has a different Rosh HaTeis. He doesn't say Vav is V'chayiv. Tzorech Lizoher, he writes in Shulchan Aruch, in the Torah. And what's the Rosh HaTeis? Ve'ela, the Adam Asher Loimed HaParsha. Shnai Mikra Vechatargan, B'nai Yisrael, Bekoil, B'nai, Bekoil Noim Yoshir, Yisrael, Yechi, Yashonim, Rabbis. It's a school for Arifas Yom. He brings a remes that says he doesn't say Vechayat. It's Lashitosa, it's not Vechayat. But there's a remes for Shnai Mikra. Makshim Ha'olam. Why is the remes of Shnai Mikra over here? In Parshas Vayigash, it also said Ve'ela Shmois, B'nai Yisrael, Habom Mitzrayim. Why is there a remes? Some say Parsha Shmois, a new opportunity, a Nayi Sefer. If you're still holding in Toldos or Noyach, Toldos Noyach, Toldos Yitzchak, you can catch up. It's a time. Ulay. But it's interesting. They were Madgish Adavkiyat over here. I heard over a pshat, the reason we're being Madgish Shnayim Rikavecha Targum is showing that every Yid has an Ois in the Torah. Dafka now, when we're going down to Golis, we have to realize the Chashivas, the Klal Yisrael, is going into Golis. Now is the time of being Madgish Shmois B'nei Yisrael. There's the inyan of Shnayim Rikavecha Targum to realize the chashibas of Kol Echad Echad, because dafka that's how you shine out in the Golis. Now we go through all the shemus of the Shvatim, and the Pasuk says, The Yosef Hoya B'Mitzrayim, a fascinating Ali Shur in Chelek Aleph. He talks about, he has different topics. He has a topic, he calls it Seder. What's the topic of Seder? He says, Yosef Hoya B'Mitzrayim represents ultimately Seder. He says, Ashrei Ha'odom She'yodeya Lishmar B'chol Tkufa V'Tkufa of his life. Life sends you surprises. Yosef, certainly, there was a lot of ups and downs. The Yisoid of Seder is to realize that no matter what, Yosef, Hoya B'Mitzrayim, even in Mitzrayim, Hu Yosef Asher Hoya Royes Sayin Oviv, Hu Yosef Shehoya B'Mitzrayim, Nase Melech, another Messiah, the Omad Bezit Kosan. The Yosef Hoya B'Mitzrayim, Yosef is, in every situation he is, he keeps his Seder. He keeps his Seder. The next Pasuk, Vayomas Yosef, we spoke last week, fascinating. The last Pasuk in Vayichi says, Vayomas Yosef, B'meves Hashonim. And now it says over here in Sefer Shmoyos, Vayomas Yosef. Tzveimol Vayomas Yosef. Tzvei Dinim. What's the Tzvei Dinim? We spoke last week about Chava, just to mention the Nakuda. Yosef is an Av and a Ben. The Pasuk says in Vayichi, Misham Roye Even Yisrael. Even is Av, Ben. Because on one hand, Ein Koyrin La'avis El Shloisha, Yaakov is the Av. He has the Shvatim. He's the father of the Shvatim. Yosef is one of the Shvatim. He's a Ben. But on the other hand, Menashe v'Ephraim are Shvatim. If Menashe and Ephraim are Shvatim, Yosef is an Av. Av u'Ben. Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer Ha'avos. Maisa Avos, Simen Labonim. And yes, it's Be'ikar about Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. But the finale, B'cholayf, and the last Pasuk, Vayomas Yosef. Yosef is also Av. Oh, but now we're talking about the Sefer Habonim. Sefer Habonim. Vayomas Yosef. Midin Ben is also Vayomas Yosef. The parish is called Shmois, the Sefer is called Shmois. It's interesting that in the beginning we have Shemois are always new Shemois. Now it's with Nohog, we give Shemois from Zaydis, from Free of the Gedoyers. Over here still, Shemois that were given, were given the, with a Shem Etzem, there was a Cheshbin, they understood what the Oymek of what each Shem meant, and they were giving him, they were giving Shemois. Vayomis Yosef v'chol echov v'chol hadoyrahu. Say over a shtickle of Pachad Yitzchak on Pesach, Rav Hutner, he says, there's a concept called Maschil Begnus U'Misayim B'Shvach. So he says, what does it mean, Maschil Begnus U'Misayim B'Shvach? A lot of things in the world, in Yiddishkeit, or B'chlal, the way the world runs, something ends, an era ends, something is over, and then starts. From that comes a new thing. It had to be Shevi Yipol Tzadik, and then become. It had to be Vayomis Yosef, which was the Shivim Nefesh, which Shivim is a certain darga musik of Shlemus, but there's another level of Shlemus, the Shishim Riboy. But it's not together. First ends the Shivim Nefesh, that's one set, and then from that comes out another level. He has a whole arichas on that. He says that's why it's Derech Shaila Utshuva. First is this Shaila, we don't know, it's dark, it's unclear, and then comes the Klarkai. Something ends, and then the next level moves on. And Vayokom Elechadash was starting in Uzach. Mamshet Vayter, it says, Hovan is Chakmaloi. Famous Gemara in Soito, Daf Yud Aleph. Omer Abchiyah Barabba, Omer Abchimoy, Shloisha Hoyu Bo'oisoi Eitzah. There were three people by the Eitzah that Paray came to ask Hovan is Chakmaloi. Bilom, Eoiv, Yisroi. Zok the Gemara. Bilom, Sheyoatz, Neherag. Bilom got killed. Eoiv, Sheshosak, he kept quiet. Nidan be Yisurin. Yisroi, Barach. He was Barach. He left. Zocha Shemidnei Bonov Yesh Lubalishka Sagoza. So we have three Mahalchim. With the Yoyatei Pari, each one had a certain Hanhoga, and what became of him? So Nochamal, Bilam was Gevet. Hovan is Chakmalei. Bilam was the one that was Yoatz. He's Neherag. It's interesting. When was Bilam Neherag? There seems to be a Stira. Rashi spells on it. On one hand, there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kufov. Gemara quotes a Pasuk. Anshei Domum Umirma La Yechetzu Yemeim. Goes on Bilam, that Bilam, Yechetzu Yemeim, a person lives 70 years, that means half would be 35. Lo Yechetzu Yemeim. Zok the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kavov, Bilam died, it was killed, Al Yedei, when he was either 33 or 34 years old. Didn't make it to 35. Lo Yechetzu Yemeim. According to the Cheshbon, that Bilam was one of the Shloisha be'Eitzas Parei, Fret Rashi, I haven't heard it. If Bilam was one of the ones in Eitzas Parei, he has to be, he says, at least 210. I'm not sure why Rashi says 210. You don't have to be 210. The Yidden were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. But the Eitz of Pari was later on, after Vayomis Yosef v'chol Echov. So I don't know exactly, but it's certainly not 33 years old. So Rashi says it's a machloikis. But the Emes says we know it's more than that. There's a man, the Omer, that Lavan is Bilam. There's a man, the Omer, that Lavan, Bilam ben Ba'ar, that Ba'ar is Lavan. I was like, Bilam is Lavan's son. There's a Tanchuma in Parshas Vayetze that Lavan is Bilam. Akaponim, if it's Bilam or Bilam's father, then Avada, then he's even more. I mean, it's fascinating. If Bilam is Lavan, not ben Ba'ar, then he's not only El Tefet, he's El Tezeid Alein. But that we talked about. That concept in the sugya of Lavan, that Lavan, Yaakov says he wants to leave him, he wants to disconnect from Lavan. That was Bilam. Yisroi was Barach. Eoiv was Shosak Nidin B'Yisurim. There's a famous shmuz from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Bavus. He says, Eoiv was Shosak. So he gets punished with Yisurim, because Shosak, what's the pshat Shosak? He says, listen, I wasn't involved, I didn't give the Eitzah. Chagishvigin, you know, I stayed on the side. As a stut vei Shreitman. You should have screamed. You should have made a machal. You don't realize it? We're going to give you Yisurim. The Baal Yisurim screams. He kvetches. He's goineach. Why? It's a health of mepes. Chreis nisht. Obra asetut vei, shreitman. That was the midah keneged midah. The midah keneged midah was of the Yisurim. Vayavidu Mitzrayim es b'nei Yisrael b'forech. Avoidus porech in Mitzrayim. There's an interesting toys in Pesachim, daf kuf yud zayin. He brings Yerushalmi, it says, Porech, there's something called Atbash. It's a way of switching the letters. Aleph is Tav, Beis is Shin. Porech in Atbash is Vigal. Pei is Vav, Reish is Gimel, Chaf is Lamed. Vigal. Okay, what's Vigal? Vigal is Gematria 39. Zok Toysvis. Because the same way we know that the 39 Melach, Pesachim Daf Kuf Yitayin Toysvis, the same way we know there are 39 Melachis connected to Mishkan, there are 39 Melachis in Mitzrayim, the Avodas Perach of Mitzrayim is also Lametes Malachas. It's interesting, some of the Malachas aren't exactly Avodas Perach. We know that in Hilchas Shabbos, it's Lav Davka, that making a physical exertion of working hard, of schwitzing, is a Malacha. There could be various Malachas that you're doing a Eidel Pu'ula. It even depends what your Machshava is, a Boirer. You can look at two people doing Boirer. One of them is doing Heter Gomer, if he's doing it with the right rules, Oichel B'yad Miyad. The other one is Chayiv Skila. On, just if his kavanah was for later or for now, there's nishkan avoid this parak over there. Interesting, but the avoid this parak over here is a remez on the lamekas malachas. Vayimoraru es chayehem, famous gra that the time hamikra on vayimoraru es chayehem is kadam of azla, because the emes the gezera was that the yidden was supposed to be Mitzrayim for 400 years. So why did they go out earlier? Hakadosh Baruch Hu chishev es haketz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Es HaKeitz, he took off 190 years. They only stayed for 210. So, Kadmah V'Azla, they went out early. Why did they go out early? L'chayr, they did have to serve the full oomph of 400. The Teretz is the Vayimaruru. The Merirus that was Mitzumtzum, squedged into the 210 years, was Mashlim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a cheshbon that it was Mashlim, Ki'ilu, it was the whole 400. Kadma va'azla is gematria 190. The words kadma va'azla. The kadma va'azla of 190 was because of the vayimoru es chayeyim. I heard once an interesting cheshbon. Why 190? The emes says the yidden was supposed to be for 400. So the Eibishter, he wants to take him out early. Different shot. Rubei kekula. The minute you pass more than half, is rubei kekula. So why not 201? So it's 210. 201 was already past the red mark. So there's a cheshbon, interesting, there's a medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was 17 years old, before he ran away, he was in Kush for a whole bunch of years. We know the whole story. Moshe Rabbeinu comes onto the scene basically in Klai when he's 80 years old. There's a whole Moshe Rabbeinu before that, a whole story. But Moshe Rabbeinu, it says when he was 17, he was still the base Parai, he went and poiled dice by Parai that the Yidden should get a day off of Shabbos. If you make the cheshbon from, and before the medrash, he was 17, till when he ran away, till the cheshbon are coming out, just those Shabbosim add up to 9 years worth of time. So that was mekuzaz. That was not registered in. So to get that they did 201 requires 210 years. That's another cheshbin of chishev esaketz. Perek Beis. Vayelech ish mi Beis Levi. Vayikach es Bas Levi. We have Amram, who's an Einikel of Levi, and he's marrying his aunt, Vayikach Es Bas Levi. The Rambam in Hilchas Melachim, Perek Tes, famous Rambam, the Rambam writes like this: Shisha mitzvahs nitzave Adam Harishon. There were six mitzvahs that Adam Harishon had: Avodah Zarah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Damim, Arayas Gezel Dinim. Hoisef Olav Noyach, a seventh mitzvah, Sheva mitzvah in it. Adam Harishon already had six. Hoisef Olav Noyach, Eivim Menachai. Continues the Rambam. Avram Avinu was Moisef Shachris and Bris Mila. Yitzchak was Moisef Maisris and Mincha. Yaakov was Moisef Gid Hanoshe and Mairiv. The Rambam does not bring, there's a similar medrash that says Hoisef Yehuda Yibum. The Rambam doesn't bring that. We spoke about that in Parshas Vayeshev. If Yibum of Yehuda was the Torah, Matan Torah, the Yibum that he enacted, or it was just the Bechina that Kaimu called the Torah Kula, but Yehuda was Moisef Yibum. And continues the Rambam now. Uve Mitzrayim Nitzave Amram Mitzvahs Yeseiros. Amram. Was it God of Ador? Amram. The Mefarshim handle what was the mitzvah Yiseiris that Amram was Moisef. What's going on this Amram? Which mitzvah was Nitoisef Ayidei Amram? The Maharat Chiyas in Saita, Daf Yud Aleph, there's a few blatter over there in the end of the first paragraph of Saita that talks about the sugyas of Moshe Rabbeinu and Mitzrayim. We mentioned some of the Gemara already, Gimel Hayibayis Eitzah, some other things. Over there, the Maharat Chiyas writes, he says, Amram was mitzave on Gerushin and Kedushin, because that's what happened over here, that he had been married to Yecheved, he divorced her, he took her back. And that's what he was mechadish. Then he asks, how did he take her back? According to the Medrash, when Amram divorced Yecheved, she went and got married to Elitzofan ben Parnach and had two children, Eldad and Medad, who were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers from the mother. Which is interesting. Amram, the god Lador, is saying we have to get divorced. She's his aunt, you know. She's a free adikador. She did get remarried to someone else and has two other children. How does Amram take her back? It's Machzor Rishasim Mishanisis. Says the Maharat Chiyas, that's not one of the mitzvahs Amram was Machadish. Amram was Machadish Gerushin. Amram was Machadish Kedushin. He wasn't Machadish Machzor Rishasim yet. And in Chutz La'aretz, even though the Ovis kept the whole Torah, but only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzal. As we spoke the other week, Yosef kept Shabbos even in Mitzrayim, but the Klal Yisrael only kept in Eretz Yisrael. So Amram Atak, according to this Medrash, was Machzir Grushasa, even though Yecheved had married someone in between. Rather, others say no, that Eldad and Medad are Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brother from Amram, from a prior marriage. Meaning both sheetahs is that Eldad and Medad is his half-brother. The question is, from which parent? But he was able to be Machzir Grushasa. And the Megala Amuka says, that's another reason, without going into the whole Chet Mei Meriva, and there's a much bigger Arichas to this, but he says, why is Moshe Rabbeinu another facet of a reason why he's not able to go into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe Rabbeinu, according to this Cheshvin, was Noilad from Machzor Grushasa. In Eretz Yisrael, they did keep the mitzvahs. In Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu was Pogum, in this Bechina, because he was Noilad from Machzor Grushasa. He's able to be in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, they didn't keep the Torah, but Klapi Eretz Yisrael, it's part of a bigger cheshbon, but Klapi Eretz Yisrael, he was not able to be in Eretz Yisrael. He was noyled from Machzor Grushasa. Vateir Oisik Yitoivu Vatitz Bineihu Shloisha Yerochim. Moshe Rabbeinu was born early and she hid him for 3 months. State in Zohar, but it's Bnei Shloishi Yerochim, because there are 3 months that the Etzim are hidden. From the beginning of Tevis until Tu B'Shvat. And from the beginning of Tammuz until Tu B'Av, that's 1.5 months and 1.5 months, those are months that are Be'etzim in the Shulchan of Esav. It's the dark Chodesh of Tevis, and Tammuz also, Tammuz, the Bein HaMitzarim days, those are in the Shulchan of Esav. Those are the 3 months that are Behalten. It says over there Be'etzim that originally Esav even had Shlita on other months. Esav had Shulchan on Elul already, but Yaakov took that from him. There's a whole cheshbon. Elul is the Chodesh, Elul is Yud. Yaakov took the Yud, and he took Elul. And Adar also, Be'etzem, originally was in the Shulchan of Esav, but Mordechai took it in times of Purim. What we're left with now is the Shloisha Yerochim from Tevis till Chetzi Shvat, and from Tammuz till Chetzi Av. That's the Shloisha Yerochim that are hidden. Okay? So they put Moshe in the Ar, and then they're trying to find someone to... He doesn't want to be Meinik. So Miriam says, she'll bring an Isha Meinekes min ha'ivriyos. There's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea. Simen pe aleph. Ramah. Cholav mitzvahs kecholav Yisraelis. You're allowed to be manic from a goyta. Umikol makoyim, lo yaniku tinek min ha'mitzvahs im efshar bi Yisraelis. It's preferable to use a manekas Yisraelis. Because the cholav of ovedes kechavin is metamtem the lev. Zok the bir hagro on that halacha. Where's the makar that a Yiddish akin b'cholifin is better to be manic from a manekas ivris? He quotes the Gemara in Saita that says over here by Moshe Rabbeinu, because pesha osid l'daber mashchina yinek davar tamim, famous. Shtel, the Bali Musar squeeze out from this going a makar that lahalacha for yeder yid, yeder yiddish akint, that the din is, it's not supposed to be manik from a manekis, that's not Yehudis. Why? Because the Gemara in Saita says, bazunder af Moshe Rabbeinu, that he's a pesha osid l'daber mashchina. Shteita, what? There's other neschai say, but shteita, that every Yiddish akin, the attitude of the chinuch of the parent is that this is going to be a pesha asad l'davra mashchina. Wow. Perek Gimel. The parsha of the snare. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the snare. Vayomer Moshe, asura na v'era. He notices it and he goes. He took notice. He made a move. Had he not made that move, the golus and the geula is through Moshe Rabbeinu, but it had to be that he gets the basura by the snare, and he could have just walked right by. He had bechira. No, he says there's something going on over here. He takes notice. He's not only, you know, he took notice and he went, and suddenly hears Koyel Hashem midaber mitoicha snare. Moshe Rabbeinu gets the darg of nevuah. There's a very interesting machloikis. We know that one of the yud gimel ikri amuna is to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu's darg of nevuah is fundamentally of a different madrega than Shaar Nevi'im. It's not Stam Zaytik Prat, it's a Yisoy. Moshe Rabbeinu is Aspaklari HaMe'ira. When did Moshe Rabbeinu get Aspaklari HaMe'ira? It's a Machloikis. I saw in Kedushas Levi, says, only by Matan Torah. And he has Cheshboinus with that. But in Reb Chaim V'lo, Machloikis Reb Levi Yitzim Ibadichev and Reb Chaim V'lo. Because in Nefesh HaChaim, and in Ruach Chaim, in a few places, he talks about that. Over here it says, Vayomer Moshe Moshe, it says it without a psik. Because already over here by the Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Darga of Aspaklari Hamikim. Sneh, Loshen Sinai. Already over here by Sneh, Moshe Rabbeinu was on the Darga of Aspaklari Hamikim. And the Reb Chaim V'Loshen explains that it says, Shal Ne'olecha, remove your shoes. Explains Reb Chaim V'Loshen that the MS, a person, has to realize that his guf is only like a nal to the Neshama. The Neshama is a much greater, larger Mitzias that's Roishoy Magia Hashemayma. And the guf of an Adam is a malbush to the Neshama. But what malbush? It's a malbush just of the Nal, of the lowermost point of the Neshama. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal Na'olecha, remove your shoe, meaning remove yourself from your guf. The Hainwin explains Barchova because Aspachlari Ami'ira, Nevua, being Masik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bahagdora, is that you're mispashit from the Gashmias. The reason the Shar Nevi'im didn't have Aspachlari Ami'ira is because it was kifi. The Rambam writes this first in Shemayna Prakam. Oh, there's many makaris to this. That the darga of nevuah is kifi, the darga of how much you're mispashit. Moshe Rabbeinu was reaching the darga of Aspaklari Ami'ira because he was told, Shal Na'alecha, to totally remove his shoe, to totally remove his guf. You know, this is important to realize. When we realize that a person's neshama, there's a famous gemara of a person that's wearing tattered clothing and he's wearing very fancy shoes. Gavra Arteloi Visayim Misana. That's a muscle of a chucha v'tlula of someone that after Shivim Shana, Me'ev Eshim Shana, that he put a lot of effort and emphasis on his guf, and the chol hanil ve'elov, and not on the neshama. So the osid, what he's going to have, is going to be gavra arteloi v'sayim v'sana. Moshe Rabbeinu was told shalna alecha, but we have to realize, and avadim, we have to realize, we're not malachim, we're people. We're b'nei Adam, but a ben Adam is the mix between a neshama and a guf. That the neshama is the guf is the nal, the malbish to the neshama. Now again, we're saying that Moshe Rabbeinu, Sneh, Loshen Sinai, was already a darga of Aspaklari of Irid. There's a pasuk in Zois HaBrocha, by the bracha to Yosef, the pasuk says, Uritzoin Shoichni Sneh. Uritzoin Shoichni Sneh. The Ibn Ezra over there in Zois HaBrocha shtells that Sneh is Loshen of Sinai, and he explains, and I want to be Moisef, he doesn't mark this shit, but it has to do with Yosef. We spoke about before, Yosef Ayyib Mitzrayim. Maimon Har Sinai Moiridik. Maimon Har Sinai is an event. Everyone's preparing for it. Gans Klal Yisrael, and it's a whole surah with a maimon. Oh, but that's not the only place where there's Hashroas Hashchina. Yosef, specifically Yosef, represents Uritzoyin Shoich Nisneh. Yosef represents that even in the snare, even when it's Imo Yanoichi Bitsara, even when it looks like it's not exactly the greatest situation, over there Gufa, a person has Hashroas Hashchina. Over there Gufa, a person can come to the highest levels. Vayar Hashem Kisor Lirois. Moshe Rabbeinu is being misarev not to accept the job, the misima, not the position, I'm looking for a word, the misima, to be the goyel. The Hafla in Panim Yofas writes, Sar is 260. Now he says, Shem Havai is 26, 10 Havais is 260. Pinchas is 8 Havais, Pinchas, as well as Yitzchak rather, also Yitzchak is 8 Havais. Elio is 2 Havais, 52. Pinchas, Zu Elio. The Geula Shlema is Al Yidei Pinchas, Zu Elio, and that's all 10 Havais. And Moshe Rabbeinu was Ki'ilu punting it, saying, no, I'm not supposed to be the Mavasar of the Geula. It's supposed to be Sar. It's supposed to be the full Shlemus of 260. It's supposed to be Pinchas and Eliyahu, which is 260. Pinchas, again, is 8 Havais. We spoke about this other week, that Yosef is 6 Havais, Yaakov is 182, is 7 Havais, Yosef is 156. 6 Havais, 7 Havais, Yitzchak is 8 Havais. Pinchas and Eliyahu together is 10 Havais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says back to Moshe Rabbeinu, no, it's you. And it says, it's fascinating, this is the point of the office. Batachsereyu ma'at, ma'at me'elikim. Elikim is 86. Moshe is 345. 345 minus 260, minus the full 10 Havayas, is 85. Kimat elikim. Batachsereyu ma'at me'elikim. Moshe Rabbeinu is, Moshe Rabbeinu says only someone with the 10 Havayas could do it. He says, well, you're 10 Havayas plus Kimat elikim. Elikim is 86. 260, 10 Havayas plus 85 is Moshe. So it's, you're saying you're not the 260, you're not the 10 Havayas, which is the Mavasar of the Gula. You're all that and beyond of the Vatachsarei Mat Malikim. Afterwards, this is already a very big sugya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we said in the beginning, Parsha Shmois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megale Shmoi, Shem Havaya, and Zeh Shmi, Zeh Zichri, and all that. Now, there's another shakla v'tari. Moshe Rabbeinu says, B'chol Eifin, he can't go to make the Geula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, don't worry, this is Perek Dalet now. Ki Meisu Kol Ha'anoshim HaMevakshem Es Nafshecha. Dosen Va'aviram. They died. Now we know this is a Gemara in Adorim. It's twice in the Sechta in Adorim it comes up. Dosen Va'aviram didn't die. And the Emes, it's Meduyik that they didn't die. It says, Kimesu Kol Ha'anoshim HaMevakshim. Mevakshim is Lashon Hoyve. If they died, so it's Kimesu Kol Ha'anoshim Asher Bikshu Es Nafshecha. It's HaMevakshim Es Nafshecha because they're not Mamish dead. So what does it mean that they're dead? The Gemara brings Arba Hashuvim Kimes. Frek Duran, a very interesting horror. The Gemara brings Arba Hashuvim Kemes. Suma, Mitzoira, Ein Loi Bonim, and Oni. But, and here's a problem, I want to be madgish to Kasha. The Gemara brings a Makar for each one. Suma, Apostak and Echa, Ba Machashakim Hevi, Hashivani Kemesi Oilam. Mitzoira, Al Notahi Kemes. Ein Loi Bonim, Havali Bonim, Vemayin Mesa Notahi. The Gemara brings a Makar for each one of the Hashuvim Kemes. What's the Makar that Oni is Hashiv Kemes? There's no other Makar. What's the Makar? Because it says over here, Kimesu Kol Ha'anoshim HaMavakshim Es Nafshecha. Now, we know that they didn't mamish die. But maybe they had one of the other three in Yonim. One of, and then you don't have to be mamzi that Oni Yischa. You know, it's not like you have it. You already have it in your pocket that Oni Yischa Shav Kimes. The Makar of Oni Chashav Kimes is from here. Efshar Nish. Efshar Oni is not Chashav Kimes. And they were Mitzoyra, Osuma. So the Ran asked the Kashas, Zok the Ran. I had it in Nafiyami now. Zok the Ran, no. Because Mitzoyra, he brings a raya that they weren't Mitzoyra, that they were Beker of Kalamachane, that they weren't Suma, Ha'eni Ha'anoshim Tanaker. Works it out. Oh, but it's interesting, Tyson Avodah Zarah says a different shot. He says it has to be Ani. Because if they would be Mitzoyra or Suma, that still wouldn't help. They can still do damage. If you have money, they can still hire someone else to get Moshe Rabbeinu. The only way, if they're not really dead, to convince Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not a Cheshash is only Ani. That's it's a machlekes. Tosfos Abayi Zara, Ran Shteyn is the Zara, but according to Tosfos, that's the cheshbon. Yeah. Now there's a whole other sugya, the sugya of Milo. Vayhi baderech perek. At the end of Perek Dal, Vayhi baderech bamoloin, Vayishayu Hashem, Vayivakesh hamisoi. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara in the Dorim. It's klar mavur over here that there was a kepeda on Moshe Rabbeinu that he was supposed to be mal, benoi. It's not pashut, was it takayim shmini lamila of the baby? Or no, it was already beyond. But it was a big kepeda on Moshe Rabbeinu. And Emes Yitzchver, the Marsha over there in the Dorim asks, mitzvahs mila for the chiv aval benoi, the ben himself is chiv chorus actually. The person's not mal his whole life. But the chiv aval benoi is only a mitzvahs essay. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu chayiv misa for being bittul mitzvahs essay? So the Marsha says, two pshatim, Marsha in the Dorim, either because svivav nisa ramoid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im svivav im kroivav kechut asayra, bezundur kepeda, or he was still a benoyach. This is totally in the Prashas Drachim Shail, that Moshe Rabbeinu has a din of a benoyach. I mean, so he's not, he's a benoyach, but he's chayiv mila, and therefore, as harosam zui misos, and he's chayiv misa for not being mal benoyach. But the Mefarshim grappling on a fascinating thing. There's a klal Yisrael here. There's a geula that has to take place. Aber memachnet kin cheshboynis. If sviv av nisar ma'oid and benoyach azaros and zui misasan and he did bitl mitzvahs esei mila. Now lelikim pisrainim, there will be a geula. I hope. But that's not how the cheshbon is. If the cheshbon over here is now is that yivakesh hamisoy, so that's going to be the cheshbon. There's a famous Shiloh, the Sugyan Avodah Zarah, Daf Chav Zayin. What exactly happened over here? It says, Tzipoyra, Vatikach Tzipoyra Tzor. Why is Tzipoyra able to mal L'chayra, Mila needs a man. Isha is not able to be a Moihel. It's a big machloikis. If Hamol Yimal, only someone that's Mol is able to be mal, how is Tzipoyra able to be mal? So, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu mal the baby? Why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu himself mal? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara. Vayivakesh hamisoi, that the nochash or this malach came and was beileya. It's a machlokes. He was beileya Moshe or he was beileya the baby. If it was beileya Moshe, so Moshe Rabbeinu was not capable. But if it was beileya the baby, why? It's a machlokes tanoim in the Gemara. Why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu mal? Rabbeinu Chananel in Yuma says Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. He wasn't there. Tzipoyra went with the kids separately. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. It's a mamash, different mahalach in the city. Or bevinati, it's mavur here that Tzipoyra did the mila, and that opens up a whole shaila of why she was able to do the mila. Now it says she did the mila with a tsar, with an even. It's interesting. I saw brought down David Hamelech kills Goliath, the Plishti ha'orel, with 5 stones. The Medrash says, what are those 5 stones? It's Keneged Mila. Avram Avinu did Mila, it's mentioned. He did it with an Evan. Yitzchak. Tzipoyra. And Yeshua is twice, because the Pasuk says, Asei Lechach Harvois Tzuru. The Medrash says that Yeshua, maybe he was, I don't know if he was a lefty, the Moil has to do it with his right hand, but it says Yeshua did it with both hands. So the Chamisha Avonim, of Avram, Yitzchak, Tzipoyra, and the double one of Yeshua, according to one of the Mefarshim I saw in the Medrash, it was literally those stones. The original Evan that Avram, Yitzchak, Tzipoyra, and Yeshua used. I don't know, that's already a Chiddush. But upon him, Keneged those Avonim were able, they were the Koyach of Mila against the Pelishti Ha'oral, they were the ones that were able to go against the Barzel of the Plishti. Yeah, we have at the end of the parsha. We said already that Moshe Rabbeinu had asked that Klal Yisrael should have Shabbos off. I saw brought down a pshat. It says loisay sifun loseis tevin la'am. It says loisay sifun with an aleph. There's a pshat that Paroi had forgiven them that they could have an asifa. They were able to have Shabbos ischaskus. Shabbos of getting together, the Klal Yisrael, it was before Matan Torah, but they were Ma'asef. And what he was telling them then was, Loi Soy Sifan. Then he took away, more than words, Soy Sifan with an Aleph. He was taking away, well, Kapushin means to be Ma'asef to Tevin, but the Medrash is saying, no, he was taking them away, this Koyach of Shabbos. Okay, so we're at the beginning of a process of Taka, the Parashis of Shoivavim. next week already is Ve'era. We're starting with the Eser Makos, and we're already like headed towards Geula. The theme of Shmois, it's interesting. It's a Machlokes Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. Look at the Haftorah. Haftorah is the end of Parsha. Bederaklal is the same Haftorah. Parsha Shmois, the Ashkenazim have a Haftorah from Yeshaya, Haboim Yashash Yaakov, which is a very Geula Dika Haftorah. And the Sfaradim Lein Divrei Yirmiyah, a very Golas Dika Haftorah. It's interesting. We're at the granite, and we'll keep you in suspense till next week. By Mincha, we're going to be learning Ve'era already, and we're going to be starting Ve'era is Gematria, Eight Havayas, Yitzchak, 208. And things are going to be happening. But it's interesting. How would you tachla say? What's the shmois? It looks like there's a machlekes and mitzad haftorah pashut. What the bottom punchline is? Is it aschalta de geula or sefer de galusa? Interesting horror. Good.